Welcome to the Hope for Healing, Faith for Living podcast. This podcast is designed to help you grow in faith and walk in the promises of God's Word. Now, let's join today's episode with our host, Tim Dumas.
Hello and welcome. I am Tim Dumas and thank you for joining me today. I do pray that you are doing well, growing in the things of God by growing in the Word. And of course, we know that God has revealed Himself to be our healer, Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. We want to press into the Word of God. We want to yield to the truth of God's Word. We want to know His truth and act on it so that we can know Him for who He reveals Himself to be. And what we are talking about is healing. We're talking about knowing God as our healer. Today, I want to look at Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. I will share that with you from the World English Bible. And here we see a true account of 10 lepers that Jesus ministered healing to. So we're going to read it together, then we're going to go back and talk about it. Luke chapter 17, beginning with verse 1, and it says, "As he was on his way to Jerusalem," now he's speaking of Jesus, "he was passing along the borders of Samaria and Galilee. As he entered into a certain village, 10 men who were lepers met him, who stood at a distance. They lifted up their voices, saying, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' And when he saw them, he said to them, 'Go and show yourselves to the priest.' As they went, they were cleansed," meaning they were healed of the leprosy. "One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice. He fell on his feet, on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered, 'Weren't there 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there none found who returned to give glory to God except this stranger?' And then he said to him, 'Get up and go on your way. Your faith has healed you.'" Amen. So we see here 10 men who had leprosy were standing at a distance. They cried out to Jesus and said, "Master, have mercy on us." Let me point out first, they were acknowledging who he was, Master. They acknowledged who he was. We need to do that when we're praying. We need to acknowledge the greatness of God. We need to acknowledge his goodness and who he says he is. Again, Exodus 15, 26, he said, "I'm the Lord your healer." So when we're praying, we can say, "God, you're my healer. You are my healer. I acknowledge who you are, and I come unto you, Lord, because I need healing." We can pray something like that based on Scripture because God said that he's our healer. So they said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Now, isn't that interesting? They just didn't say, "We need healing." They said, "Have mercy on us." You see, sin is how sickness and disease came into the world. Mercy is not receiving what we deserve. We all deserve sickness. We all deserve death because that's what sin leads to. Okay, the Bible says wages of sin is death. And so when we're crying out for mercy, we're asking for the judgment that we rightly deserve not to come upon us. We're asking God for his mercy. So they asked God for mercy. They weren't claiming they didn't deserve to be sick. They weren't claiming to be righteous. They weren't claiming any of that. They simply were men who had leprosy and they were crying out for mercy. They were being humble. And the mercy that they received was healing. And you see it in other places in Scripture where people ask for mercy and healing is what they got. So I'm not saying because you're sick that your own sin brought something or opened the door to sickness. I'm not saying that's always the case, but what I am saying is none of us deserve healing. So when we're crying out to God for healing, we're asking for his mercy. Okay? So they lifted up their voices saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said, this is what Jesus said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." Go and show yourselves to the priest. Now, showing yourself to the priest is what you did after you were healed or after you were clean. You were showing the priest, hey, look at me. Check me out. Look. Look at the evidence that I'm no longer unclean, that I'm no longer a person of leprosy. So I can come back in to the community. So that's what Jesus was telling them to do. Go show yourself to the priest. But yet when Jesus said that, they weren't healed yet. But what they did was they listened to what Jesus said and they acted on it. Let me say that again. They listened to the words of Jesus and they acted on it. They turned and started walking towards where the priest was for the purpose of showing themselves to him. They were believing by the time they got there, they would be well. And that's exactly what happened. It says, as they went, they were cleansed. Here's something I want you to think about. When we're praying and believing God, we hear his word, we act on the word, and we believe the word. We're to do what the word says, and we're to move on. They could have stayed there and said, Jesus, as soon as I see that I'm clean, we'll go. But that's not what they did. That's not what Jesus told them to do. What they did was they cried out to Jesus, asking for mercy. Jesus responded to them with instructions. They heeded his word, believed his word, and acted on his word. And his word led them into healing. You know, that's what Psalms 107, verse 20 says. He sent his word and healed them. Jesus gave them his word. Go show yourself to the priest. That's what he said. That's the word that they got from Jesus. They believed it enough to leave Jesus and go towards the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. We need to understand that we have instructions from Scripture. And as we follow that instruction, as we follow it, we can expect to see the healing manifestation of God's will in our life. Amen. So they moved before anything changed. The only thing that changed in their life was now they had a word from Jesus. You and I have God's word. You and I have his word. We need to look to see what his word says. It reveals his will. We need to look to what his word says about what we are to do to walk in his will. And then we do it. Believe in him. Believing he is faithful. Believing he is true. Believing his mercies endure forever. And because of that, we don't have to walk in the penalty of sin, which includes sickness. We serve a good God. So let's go over this again. These 10 lepers were at a distance. They cried out to Jesus, referred to him as master, honoring him. And then they said, didn't say, we deserve to be healed. They said, have mercy on us. Have mercy. Jesus had mercy on them, and he spoke to them, telling them, go show yourself to the priest, meaning go show yourself to the priest that you're clean, that you can come back into the community again. They heard the words of Jesus. They heard what he said to do, and so they acted on it, and as they acted on it, they were cleansed. So by the time they did get to the priest, they could say, look, we are healed. Look at us. Our skin, there's no leprosy at all. I'm sure the priest was amazed because, you know, priests, they didn't see that back then. They didn't see healing like then, not till Jesus. Amen. And then one of them came back. One out of 10 came back and gave him thanks. Let's make sure that we're the one. That we're thanking God for what he's doing in our lives. That we're thanking him for all that he's given us through the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. Thanking him for his word. Thanking him for his love. Thanking him for who he is. Let's don't be like the nine. Let's be like the one. Making sure we're giving thanks and giving glory to God. We serve a God who is faithful. He never changes. Let's keep trusting him. Let's keep acting on his word. And let's believe that we're going to know him more and more as the God who heals. That's who he wants us to know him as. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Hope for Healing, Faith for Living podcast. I do pray it has been a blessing to you. Again, my name is Tim Dumas. Website is hopeforhealingfaithforliving.com. Until next time, may God's riches and best be yours.